Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 352. This is the show where we talk about Android apps. 352 shows. Did I just say 50?
Almost.
Anyway, that's a lot of shows. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into the apps. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Oh, Steve. It's been 2 weeks and you would think I would have like 40 apps ready to unload.
You have 50.
No, I don't.
Really?
No, don't.
Huh. Interesting.
Must be a quiet week. All the app developers were at conferences. That's the ticket.
I guess so. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey. You know, Wednesday's show reminded me of, it gave me like a flashback from high school. It was like episode 351. And I just remember back in high school, everybody had, they had a 351 Windsor in their car or 351 Cleveland. You know, all these Ford guys that, They always threw that 351 out there because I was a Chevy guy. I had a 350.
Exactly.
And they had the 351.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cheesy. Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
I wonder if that really measured up.
What's that?
I wonder if that really measured up to 351.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's got to be better though, right? It's bigger.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
One more.
One better.
Exactly.
Cool. My name is Steve Cherubino. I'm the other guy. And we're going to be doing some tank emptying action today. Basically, every app that we didn't bring throughout the week, we're just going to bring it all out today. It usually is a lot of apps in one show. And we'll see what happens. Let's start with Eric.
Okay. My first app today is a game. And this was brought to us, I think, from our Google Plus community. It's called Does Not Commute. And don't not to be confused with Does Not Compute. Does Not Commute is a top-down driving game with a really cool look to it. Basically, you start out, there's like a grid of roads or whatever, and it'll tell you, you'll start at one place, and you just basically have to get to another spot on the map.
I love the graphics.
Yeah, and without running into stuff too much. You run out of time, and then the game's over. And you can go through so many levels in your amount of time. I think you start out with like 1 minute, but then there's like these 10 coins. And every time you get one of those, it'll add 10 seconds. One thing I really like is on it is the score board of it. I don't think it shows you the score.
No, it's not in
the video. Well, maybe in the video, but in here. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like some kind of Russian tube number thing, like on an old Russian computer or it's like these numbers inside of a glass tube.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a cathode ray tube almost, like vacuum tubes?
Yeah, they're like vacuum tubes, but they displayed numbers. Like zero to eight, you know, or zero to nine.
Yeah, there's some kind of classic geek project you can get for a clock where it has the tubes with the numbers in it.
Yeah, that's the kind of look the score on your timer on this has. It's really cool looking.
Yeah, this is really smooth looking. And then this was brought by Tom Zach. Thank you very much, Tom. Tom's brought, I would say, probably 15 apps in the last month, and I always forget to say his name. So I want to thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you for looking that up for me, too, because I always do. And most of the apps I bring are probably ones he just suggested.
Well, stupid question, Eric. Mm-hmm. Does the town change on you, or, I mean, could you really tell?
Yeah, different levels. Yeah, the town will be different.
Okay.
Yep.
Huh.
And you just basically don't want to run into buildings or other cars, because that just makes you slower. And you do get a rewind, too. If you start out really bad with this car, there's a button that says rewind this car, and you'll go back, and so, you know, where it might have taken you 30 seconds to get somewhere because you ran into stuff, you can then do it again in a couple seconds.
Huh. Yeah, it looks really cool. I love the way the shading and lighting is. Very interesting.
And even as good as looking as it is, it plays really well on my old Nexus 7, my 2012.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. I like games like this. I like car games that aren't like, it's not all about the speed. It's about like doing other things. This does it. Cool. What else you got?
My next one is L Launcher. This one, I think, was another recommendation from somebody. In the chat. I mean, I've used KK Launcher, and I don't know if they're by the same company. Because KK was, you know, Kit Kat, of course, and then this is L would be Lollipop. Yeah, Nixie Tubes. That sounds right. Captain Zero. In the chat room says they're called Nixie Tubes. That's I think that's what they're called.
Nixie.
Anyway,
okay.
This is L Launcher. I just started using it. I was hoping for another fix on the notifications. This didn't really do it either. No. But I just like the idea of being able to change the grid. It's just something I can't live without. I can't go with the stock size grid on my app in my app drawer. It kills me to have that much empty space and to scroll through that many pages of apps.
Right.
I like to have, like, you know, good 50, 70 on one page.
Well, no, Eric, I'll tell you, nothing is possible to fix your notification except for root or a ROM. Samsung.
Or an update. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what I was thinking, though? I may be able to do. There is aftermarket S-View apps for the people who don't buy the official Samsung product. And a lot of times when you say, like, you buy a fake S-View device off of, like, eBay, they'll send you a code so that you don't have to pay for that app or something, or you can unlock it or use it. The only thing is, I don't know how that would work, because this screen is touch sensitive on the outside. I mean, I can answer phone calls, I can do settings and things, and it's all, you know, it's totally a piece of glass in there. Yeah. And it's got an extra connection on the back where the battery cover was. So I don't know.
It's just tempered glass.
But I don't think it actually touches my screen. No, well, it doesn't touch the screen. I don't know. Maybe there is no circuitry there. Maybe it's not a separate digitizer. I've never really played to see.
I don't know if 50 would be enough to pay for that. If it was an actual digitizer, the reason I'm thinking tempered glass is that's what my screen protector is. It's literally a piece of glass that I just put on top of the phone and it works. I don't know, but I will say I do like the idea of launchers. You know, I have a natural habit towards launchers, but I almost despise someone naming a launcher after a version of Android, because then what are we supposed to, I mean, is it really only good if you want your phone to look like Lollipop and only good for Lollipop? I mean, I don't understand why somebody would do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's called L. Yeah. I don't know. You're right. It is Lollipop Launcher. I can't answer that.
It's for people who don't have Lollipop yet.
Well, or don't have root and are able to change their launcher with like gel.
Right. Yeah. And gel, I would definitely use gel if I could change the app drawer.
Right.
But without root and exposed, you can't do that.
Right.
Come on, Google. That's simple. Just let us do that.
Cool, man.
But this does have, like gel, it does have the swipe to the right to go to your Google Now. Which is something which I think is essential. I really do like having that.
It is, and I abused it on my trip. It came in very handy in letting me easily be aware of all my destinations, my boarding passes, everything else. Mm-hmm. It also asked me if I wanted to know about nearby events in my trip when I'm going to Portland, because it knew I was going to Portland, but I was in there for two more days, there's a Google Now card that would let me see local events happening when I was there.
And I did see your photo story too, Dor, from your trip. That was nice.
I didn't see it.
It was a cool looking van, whatever that was.
I don't know what it was, but it was awesome. It was like a little pint sized tractor trailer truck, like only like 4.5 feet high, but it was a tractor trailer. And in the back, it had a literal hitch that he would tow stuff around during game day. And of course, it was Seattle Seahawks branded. So I had to take a picture.
Wow. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right. What other apps you got, Eric? If any?
I think that's about it for today.
All right.
I've got another one, but I couldn't find the link. I'll save that for next week.
No problemo. Dor.
Okay. First app I'm going to bring here. I actually stumbled across this. I don't know. Somebody very kind pointed this to me. If you've ever noticed in Android, first off, I'll say it's a root application. They do have a non-root version of it, but I don't think it can do as much. Okay. If you ever notice in Android, it seems like sometimes when you do something, and you're supposed to get a notification. Sometimes you got to wait, and sometimes it seems like it takes a minute or two. Well, there's a thing in Android called a heartbeat, and that's how often will your device go back and check with the servers to see if there's a pending notification for you or a pending action for you. Using this app, it's called Root Push Notification Fixer, you can change the time interval between this heartbeat. I'm sure if you do set it up to being, you know, as quick as possible, yes, you are going to technically use more battery, but you're going to be more up to date. So there's a middle ground. They suggest, I want to say it was 6 minutes over wide area network and 5 minutes over your local Wi-Fi. If you think like things are taking longer than they should to get to your phone when it's a push or something coming from the interwebs, the tubes, if you will, then get this app, Root Push Notification Fixer.
All right.
Okay, what I'm going to bring next, I'm not sure this app is even needed, and I'm going to give it a like because I like the idea of it, but I don't know if it's really needed, and I'm not the guy to test it. It's called Swifi Free. There's a paid version. Swifi. What this does is it lets you manage your, this is a Wi-Fi manager application. Okay, Steve, hypothetically, in your place where you're at right now, your house, it's called Shup's house. Okay, then when you go out in the hall, your community Wi-Fi is called, you know, Shup's hood. And then you walk down the street and the Wi-Fi is called Shup's coffee shop. Okay, this application will automatically switch you to another wireless network that's in your saved list that is a stronger powered Wi-Fi. So even though you still might have technically 40% strength at Shup's house, if Shup's corner is stronger, it will switch you over to give you the best possible Wi-Fi experience.
Cool.
So yeah, it makes sense to me, but I don't know. Does Android itself not do this inherently good enough? And do we need another app to do this? I don't have enough wireless access points that I connect to, so I don't know.
But it's really interesting. I would hope it does.
Well, something tells me it won't reconnect until it completely drops.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
Or on some Samsung devices, it has a level where it does not want to connect to wireless anymore. If it's too low, if it's like 15%, it just doesn't want to connect. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things that might be really cool.
Mm-hmm. It might be really cool.
I know, and I'm not the guy to test it. So if you guys out there test it, let us know.
I guess this would best work like maybe in a dorm or something where, I don't know, where you'd have that many Wi-Fi hotspots in one small area to really...
I don't know, but I mean, going by everyone being uppity on, and by everyone, I mean the tech journalists that aren't real people, being really uppity on this Google Fi using Wi-Fi for stuff and seamless handing over from Wi-Fi to 3G to 4G back to Wi-Fi, they make it sound like there's Wi-Fi everywhere. So I'm starting to think maybe I'm weird. I don't have Wi-Fi where, and no, I'm not connecting to McDonald's Wi-Fi, you know, kind of thing.
Does your phone have a booster, an internet booster? The Note comes stock with a thing called like soup. I think it's internet booster. Basically, it uses Wi-Fi and 4G at the same time. A download booster to download things faster.
No,
it says it's using them concurrently, which is something I've always thought, you know, would be great to have like two pipes into your computer or whatever to get things done. But
Yeah, I mean technically very feasible, very possible with like BitTorrent. With standard downloads, I know it's also possible because I use Firefox down them all where it can split up the download. Doesn't matter how dumb the other side is. So it's technically feasibly possible, but no, I've never seen it.
Okay. Must be a Samsung thing again.
Not sure. Okay. Now this next one I also had to bring just because of the name Autodesk. I don't know if you guys are aware of Autodesk. Mm-hmm. Autodesk is a probably billion dollar company that's been around literally since like the 70s, I was going to say. They basically own CAD, Computer Aided Design and Drafting, CADD. They own that whole market. I mean, I'm sure there's other people out there now, and I'm sure there's other people doing good out there now, but these are the granddaddies.
I thought CAD was CAD.
It is.
Computer Aided Design and Drafting, CADD. At least that's what it used to be.
Man, I don't know. I got a certificate from in AutoCAD, and it was just CAD. But that was back in the 90s. So
yes, that's AutoCAD, not CAD. Just saying.
By
Autodesk.
Right. I thought you were the expert, Dor. You're preaching it like you are.
I'm just saying when I did it. And if you look at the company in Google, they have a lot. If I'm thinking, you know, architectural blueprints, drawings, how many apps are they going to have on Android, if any? But you go look at their apps, they have like over 20 apps, and it's doing all kinds of different things. So they're definitely trying to remain relevant. And this is the kind of app where I'll say, maybe if you have fantastic talent, ability, insight, patience, and a big screen, you could make some fantastic looking things.
Yeah, me neither. But it looks like they give you some shapes. Yeah. Did you say the name of this, or did I miss it?
I don't think I did. Tinker Play, all one word. Tinker Play.
It's almost like you would use this to print off your own non-Legos. Like you're going to build something, and maybe not.
No. Well, no. You see, you're on the right. You're on the exact same mental path I was on.
Okay. Yeah, this has joint. They all have joints, don't they?
I was thinking this would be a great thing. It looks to me like a great thing to basically build custom things for 3D printers to make snap together pieces. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you were going to print out Legos off your 3D printer, that's great. But these pieces have a lot more to them that you could, you know, honestly, you could make a lot more things with
us. Go through the screenshots. That purple guy is printed out. He's a printout.
Well, yeah. I mean, it does say 3D printing in the description more than a couple times, but I am so 3D printer ignorant. I don't know. I mean, I know you do something in a thing and then you rotate it and then you hit another thing and it spits out a file that you put in another thing that then makes the machine go for hours to build the other thing.
I think this might, you know, you might tinker in here to see what your finished product's going to look like before you print out your individual parts, so you don't have to waste your printer spool on parts, unwanted parts and extra parts.
I don't know.
You can see what, you know, you can, yeah.
Well, and here's the real reason why I'm looking at this kind of stuff. I have Raspberry Pi Original, Raspberry Pi 2, Banana Pi, Banana Pro. I have all these little microcomputers. I need custom 3D printed enclosures to do certain things like portable game emulation or other types of things.
Right.
So I'm always interested in 3D printers, but I'm very, you know.
It's still early. You know, I tell you what, about every factory around here has a 3D printer and none of them use them because they think they're pieces of crap because they bought them too early.
Well, yeah.
It's probably getting there. Now MakerBot's got the one you can go to Best Buy and buy.
Really?
Well, I don't know if it's Best Buy, but I've seen it at the Microsoft store and the Apple store. They both had them for sale there. So they're close. They're close.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, and I do believe our friend at Abandoned Computing, actually, one of the companies he supports does, they have like a big, monstrous 3D printer, and they literally take orders like over the internet and print it out, send it out, ship it out, take money.
Oh, sweet. That's a pretty cool idea.
That to me is a good business model.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Okay, I got to bring this next one next just because it has the word sheep in it, which I believe sheep are related to goats. So it's called Color Sheep. It's a little bit of a weird game. It's almost like the game as we were a kid, like Red Light, Green Light, but with colors. You're a sheep trying to fend off, I believe they're wolves or foxes or some kind of animals with sharp teeth, and using different color patterns, colors and powers, you're able to like get rid of the people trying to attack you.
Oh, this is not like the Red Light, Green Light I was thinking of.
Well, the Red Light, Green Light was like you would say red light, people would stop, green light, they would come to you.
Oh, I was thinking of something else.
Oh, I got
like a little handheld game.
Right. But what that sheep's pretty docile until it goes on the attack, man. That really, whoa.
Well, sorry, but have you ever seen a mad sheep?
No.
Yeah, I did now. Yeah.
Neither have I, but I guess you don't want to, is what I'll say.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was just good looking too, so I had to bring it. this next one I'm bringing, I already had in my queue before we had our Finnish guy on. This is a Noodle Cake Studio game. Mm. And I love the graphics. And the only way, I'm going to throw this at the road really quick. If you're at all a fan of Double Dragon, Fatal Fury, Final Fight, Bad Dudes, any of those side scrolling, punch them, beat them up, this is for you. It's called Beat Down. It's pixelated 18, 16 bit graphics or whatever. But it is still actively quite violent. I will say that.
It's really violent. What does he have, a hammer or an axe?
There was an axe and a pipe, I believe, are the two main weapons you can get. But yeah, you basically like walk into an area, people come from the side, you have to basically beat them up and then move on to different enemies. There are some big enemies, there's some small enemies, there's some zombie enemies, all different types of enemies. But
I love this little guy.
I love how over the top the blood is for just getting punched.
Right.
Well, then, yeah, zombies. Nice.
Right. And this does say, and this was one of the ones I saw but did not get a chance to check out yet, three controller schemes, analog and D-pad. Mm-hmm. Analog and D-pad. So I'm hoping when they say that, they actually mean gamepad support. Because this is the kind of silly-ish game, quote-unquote, I can say that should be fun on the big screen.
Man, you know, when I see the word noodle cake, it just makes me think of, it's got to mean lasagna, right? It's been a while.
Good call, yes.
Maybe. See what Urban Dictionary says.
Maybe not. Okay, and I'll say that was 99 cents. Color Sheep was 99 cents.
Beatdown.
Tinker Play was free. I believe all the rest of the games I brought were completely free. And I was going to throw one more out there. Just I honestly don't want to, but I am anyway, just because UFC. I really can't stop watching sometimes UFC. And there's a new EA, maybe the most hated game company ever, but I'm going to say LGN is more hated because I'm a geek and old. But EA made a EA Sports UFC game. It's to me just a tap as fast as you can type game. I'm sure maybe there's some kind of strategy and stuff, but it was just tap as fast as you can kind of thing. I mean, it looked decent, you know, but it's just tap, swipe up, tap, swipe up kind of stuff.
It looks decent.
It's been a long time since I played a boxing game like this. They've really come a long way for the graphics.
Yeah. And I will say it played fine on my OnePlus One, which now you do not need an invite to. You can just freely go buy one. But that also means the OnePlus 2 is right around the corner.
Mm. Ooh. You going to get one?
I'm not ready for one.
Two words, Steve.
How yes?
Maybe. How soon?
I might. I don't know. Well, it matters because...
Maybe I might.
I know. I'm trying to think too. Because I wanted to say, I really want to say hell yes, Steve, but I can't. Because everyone's suspicion is this phone was $350. That was part of the allure to it. You're paying like half price and you're getting a top of the line phone. Everyone's now saying that this new one's going to be $600. And if it's $600, that's hard, man. That's harder for me to split with $200.
Door's getting a new car.
They should stick with a pattern that works. Keep it cheap.
Well,
yeah, Door's getting a new car.
No, it isn't that it has to be cheap, just cheaper than, you know, the brand new, freshest of the fresh kind of thing.
Is there higher end? I mean, how big of a difference in hardware is there from the OnePlus One right now?
Well, this to the, I believe it was S5 when it was brand new, was okay. A lot. Similar hardware, like ultra similar hardware, and the Note 4, ultra similar hardware. Screen, of course, was bigger on the other one, but it was literally, these were $600 and $700, and this was $350.
There is the S6, so I suppose it would be comparable to whatever that has then.
I don't know, I would think, but the question is how are they going to also change the screen? The thing I like about this phone is it's narrow compared to other phones. It's very easy to hold in my hand. it's taller than most phones, but it's very narrow, which makes it easy for me to do everything I need to do with one hand still.
Yeah. I don't know. Where do you go? I think back of like what BlackBerry did now. The kind of crazy stuff they're making in shapes and things, and who knows, maybe they'll just go sideways with a phone or something.
And, you might like a wider phone door. I find I get used to every phone I have, no matter what size it is.
Me too.
Yes, I do believe I'll get used to it. But I will say I am very appreciative of this current form, shape, and size.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right. Any other apps?
I'll hold the rest, except for this one.
One more quick one.
I snorted. I'm sorry I snorted. I'm really sorry, guys. This one is called Bacterias. B-A-C-T-E-R-I-S. Bacterias. Bacterias?
Yeah, I would say Bacterias.
Bacterias.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Eric? Yeah, that sounds good.
Guess what?
What? Bacterias?
Your bacteria. It's weird. I would honestly say this is almost like, now here's dating you guys. Do you guys remember the game Life on computers?
No.
Okay.
Do you remember
Spore?
Okay. Do you remember Russ the Techie Geek?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Do you remember his logo? The weird like dots that were, looked like they made no pattern at all.
No, I thought he had an Ethernet jack.
No, that was his second logo. His first logo was dot and then four dots off to the side on the bottom. That was from the old game Life. The old game Life was basically a simulator of life and how molecules react kind of in a low level. You would basically click down a pattern, then hit go. And there was algorithms that would decide whether or not this dot would expand to more dots or die off. And if you did the right pattern, it would basically do stuff forever. It's hard to explain, but it's basically patterns. This game is patterns. And the goal is to create master patterns that make your stuff do the best. It's tricky. I'm sure if you look up YouTube and or just the Techie Geek, you'll see the...
I'm not seeing. I typed Life video game into Google Images.
I don't know if it would be called video game. That's the whole thing. Because it technically was a game, but it was like almost like Othello, like looking just blocks of squares. You know what I mean?
Because I feel like I've played it before. But.
Well, I'm sure you got to a page one time and you clicked it and it did stuff and you were like, huh, interesting. And then you just clicked off.
So is Bacterias a good game?
It's a little weird. It's a little bit different, but it is a little bit cool. You know, I found it entertaining enough because once I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. This is like that. Yeah, simulation game, maybe.
Mm. It looks pretty cool. It looks like it's well done, well made.
I would say,
cool, man.
I would say it's pretty, but it's bacteria.
It's pretty bacteria.
So the numbers are those you got a. I don't understand what I'm seeing. A video will probably help this thing.
Yes, no video. I can already hear Sean Johnsoni complaining.
So when you get a higher number, that means you're a stronger bacteria than a lower numbered one.
I'll go for that. Yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that looks too complicated for me.
Well, it's the kind of game I just encourage you, just download it once, play once, and it should click at least a little bit. And if it doesn't click at all, just, you know, I don't know, watch.
Move on.
Watch television. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
All right. You want to say anything to folks before we end off, Dor?
I want to thank everyone for downloading. Thanks, everyone, for subscribing. Thanks, everyone, for going to podnos.com/Amazon and podnos.com/eBay. I swear, people, I will create more affiliate links for like amazon.co.uk and amazon.ca. CA.
Yeah, nice move.
I know.
Needs to be done.
I swear that California has to have its own.
Yeah. I will say I am very gently getting harassed. So I need to do something.
They just want to give you money.
Do you like that? The gentle harassment?
No, I'm from Baltimore. I'm used to violent, aggressive stuff. I don't know. That went really weird. Let's move on.
Eric, do you want to say anything to the people?
Hey, Mark Sorolt in the chat room has reminded me, because I always forget during the show, this guy is he made me a special little preview, special personalized Eric Ardini watch face for my watch, and it is so awesome. And really? It's also, not only is it just my own personalized watch face, it's also the preview for the big 400th episode watch face that he's going to have coming out.
He's thinking ahead. Wow. Are you going to show it to us or? Very cool. Cool, Mark. Thank you very much, man. All right. My name is Steve Cherubino, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's going to be it for today's episode of Android App Addicts. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend.